I don't have a particularly good memory for melodies. They come with some difficulty. I have a habit of remembering little bits and pieces, and then, if I like it, filling in the gaps. And we'll close with a melody that's originally called Silver Bells, and I think the first four or five notes are pretty accurate, but the rest is goes off I don't know where. So we call it sort of Silver Bells. That's the folk process, you know. Did Anne tell you she built that dulcimer that she was just playing on? Did you tell me?
You see what I mean? All the wonderful performers. We're so blessed and we're so grateful to them for coming such a long way to take part in the 23rd annual Folk Festival. Let's give Howie and Ann another hand. And now let's welcome two fine singers from Middle Georgia, Olin Frazier and Roger Durham from Midway, Georgia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Roger's going to swap over the slide, and we're going to do a thing by Jimmy Rogers. I don't know the name of it. Maybe y'all do. Well, I'm going to California where they sleep out every night. I'm gonna treat you right. What's the matter now? What's the matter now? I haven't seen my baby since late last spring. Great God Almighty, she can shake that thing. Honey in your honeycomb, tell me what's the matter now. Like wine. Well, I'm going to California where the water tastes like wine. I'm your do-right daddy. Can you be my little Valentine? What's the matter now? What's the matter? Thelma, I'm sure she's gonna do you right. What's the matter now? What's the matter now? I haven't seen my baby since late last spring. Goodness gracious, she can shake that thing. A honey in my honeycomb, tell me what's the matter.
All right, we are going to have more Skip Johns and the Travelers from Lake City.
Good evening. We heard you wanted to hear a little bluegrass. Thank you.
In the hills of Carolina.
a long way from here to over yonder. My feet are getting mighty sore. Ain't coming back, you've made your mind to wander. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on your side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
A long time gone from you, baby. You'll never hear me knock upon your door. Thought you were worth it once, but I was crazy. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore. Stay on this side of town, honey, I won't be around. My walking shoes don't fit me anymore.
Thank you very much. Very nice. Here's one that we'll do for you. This is the first time we've ever performed this. We hope you like it. It's one called Roustabout. The fog is rolling down the river. Dark clouds hanging mighty low. Well, it's a long, long way from old St. Louis to the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, I make my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on the steamboat line. I hit the deck on Monday morning. We're making the docks on Saturday night.
Vicksburg. I used to stop every time I'd pass till she made off with a riverboat gambler with a new silk suit and a little Mustang.
Well, it ain't my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on the steamboat line. We'll hit the deck on Monday morning. We'll make the dock on Saturday night.
When I die, I've got one favor. Don't lay me down in the cold, cold ground. Just take me out to the middle of the river and roll me over and port me south.
Well, I make my home on the Mississippi. I'm a roustabout on the steamboat line. We'll hit the deck on Monday morning. We'll make the dock on Saturday night.
We'd like to close out our part of tonight. We'll be back tomorrow afternoon about 1 o'clock. One called Foggy Mountain Breakdown. See you. We'll be right back.
two girls, so you probably need four mics. All right. They'll be back tomorrow. So come for, they play beautiful gospel music. So if you want to hear them again, come back tomorrow. Let's welcome two lovely ladies, Amy Allen and Kathy Goodman from East Point, Georgia. Amy has been on the program, and so has Kathy, many times, and we welcome them. Amy and Kathy.
We've just sung a Ballanderry ballad for you from Northern Ireland, and now we will sing an American gospel, Heaven Bound.
Clear off the ground. mighty Savior, my loving friend. When that day comes, with him I'll be, to sing his praises eternally.
Now let's welcome another lovely lady singer. She's a remarkable singer because she sings unaccompanied, and she knows many, many beautiful ballads. Let's welcome Joy Carter from Macon, Georgia.
Is that about right? Can y'all hear me? Yeah? Can y'all hear me now? Okay. The first song I'm going to sing is a traditional ballad, one of the ones collected by Francis James Child back in the middle to late 19th century. It's called The King's Daughter, Lady Jean. I learned it from a woman named Sarah Cleveland, who is from upstate New York, who learned it from her mother, who is of Irish descent. And Sarah calls it Queen Jane. So there's another ballad named Queen Jane. This is not that one. It's not about Henry VIII's wife. I'd like for you to try to imagine. This is one of these songs that's probably 400 years old, and it's a bit unrealistic in places. Like, people don't usually go off to sea on voyages and not come back for maybe 20 years. You know, that doesn't happen so much anymore. So you have to sort of get yourself in the mood of a medieval kingdom where just about anything can happen. And this song is not traditionally heard in America except from Sarah Cleveland, because Americans had a tendency to weed out the ballads they didn't like ballads dealing with the supernatural, ballads openly dealing with sex, incest, but they loved the violent ones. You know, everybody getting killed was the best thing. This one has a little bit of all of it. So, here's the King's Daughter, Lady Jean. Queen Jane sat at her window one day, ah, sewing a silken seam, and down she looked at the merry green wood and at the leaves so green, and at the leaves so green. She dropped her thimble at her heel, and her needle at her toe, and away she ran to the merry green woods to gather nuts and sow, to gather nuts and sow. She scarce had reached the merry green wood, scarce had pulled knots two or three, when along there came a proud forester, saying, fair maid, let those be, saying, fair maid, let those be. Why do you pull the nuts, he said, and why do you break the tree?
merry greenwood without the leave of me, without the leave of me. It's I will pull the nut, she said, and I will break the tree, and I will come to this merry green wood, and I'll ask no leave of thee, and I'll ask no leave of thee. He took her by the middle so small, and he gently laid her down. And when he took what he longed for, he raised her from the ground. He raised her from the ground. Oh, woe to you, proud forester, and an ill death may yours be, for I'm the king's youngest daughter, she said. You will pay for robbing me, you will pay for robbing me. If you're the king's youngest daughter, he said, then I'm his eldest son, and woe unto this unhappy hour, and the wrong that I have done, and the wrong that I have done. The very first time I came from sea, oh, Jane, you were unborn, and I wish my gallant ship had sunk, and I'd been left forlorn, and I'd been left forlorn. The very next time I came from sea, you were on your nurse's knee, and the very next time I came from sea, you were in this woods with me, you were in this woods with me. I wish I ne'er had seen your face, and you had not seen mine, and we ne'er had met in this merry green woods, and this wrong could be undone, and this wrong could be undone. I wish my baby it was born, and on its nurse's knee, and as for me, I was dead and gone, and the green grass growing over me, and the green grass growing over me.
Another song I'd like to do for you is a contemporary song. There's a tradition in folk music of broadside ballads, which are ballads that are written on one side of a sheet of paper and hawked through the streets. And one of the most popular types of broadsides were the criminals' good nights. And, you know, executions used to be a big thing back, say, 17th, 18th century, and back before then, too. And the ballad writers would had a big trade in making these criminals' good nights, you know, confessions spoken from the gallows that were written, you know, before the guy got hanged or whatever, and then sold through the streets so everybody knew the song by the time the guy got executed. That tradition is continued in a few places. This song is a case in point. It was written by a fellow called Utah Phillips, about a young 17-year-old Mexican-American boy who was in and out of juvenile delinquent homes and jails all of his life, and at the age of 17 tried to escape from prison and killed a jailer in the process with two other people. He was sentenced to be electrocuted or shot, I'm not really sure which, and one of the other people that was in on the deal committed suicide the night before, and Utah Phillips wrote this song the night before Jesse was supposed to be executed. At the last minute, a reprieve was granted, and he's in prison for the rest of his life. This happened back in about 1962, 64 or something. And the song is called Jesse's Corrido. On the corners together you'll find us, by the lamppost at night we'll be there. Our spirits like smoke that blows through the night, restless and going nowhere. Trouble is all we can give you. Trouble is all we have known. Our lives like water that runs through our hands, leaving us loved and alone. Our fathers, they say, were just like us. Our children will all be the same. Hair like black leather and skin brown as wood, speaking a low Spanish name. Remember our mothers that gave us our lives, like grass in the spring of their years. They've left us behind with hearts light as wine, their breasts undissolved in our tears. The things that I do are all very bad things. I do them and then don't know why. And you hold up your sons with their blue or brown eyes, and you say that they're better than I. My friends, they too all despise me. I do all the wrong they had planned. And all that I have for the years of my life is a cross that I've carved in my hand. They put me in jail behind iron bars. You'll find me with blood on my hands. And tomorrow I'll stand up in front of the guns, and I'll give you the life you demand. But tonight as you sit at your table with your wife and your child close by, recall this corrido my red blood has made. And now, mi amigos, goodbye. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. All I have to say is Rutherford County Square Dancers, Murfreesboro.
What I'm going to do now is a song that was written many years ago by Stephen Vincent Benet called The Mountain Whippoorwill. Up in the mountains, it's lonesome all the time. Soft wind slewing through a sweet potato vine. Up in the mountains, it's lonesome for a child. Whippoorwills are calling when the sap runs wild. Up in the mountains, mountains in the fog, everything's as lazy as an old hound dog. I was born in the mountains, never raised a pet. Don't want nothing, I never got it yet. Born in the mountains, lonesome born, raised running ragged through the cockleburrs and corn. Never had a mammy to teach me pretty please. I think she was a whippoorwill skittin' through the trees. Never had a pappy, and maybe never should, but I think he was a fiddle made of mountain laurel wood. And I never had a brother nor a whole pair of pants, but when I start to fiddle, you gotta start to dance. Listen to my fiddle, kingdom come, hear the frogs a-juggin', jug-a-rum, jug-a-rum. Hear that mountain whippoorwill be lonesome in the air. Well, I tell you how I traveled to the Essex County Fair. Essex County's got a mighty pretty fair. All the smarty fiddlers from the south come there. Elbows flying as they rosin up their bow for the first prize contest in the Georgia Fiddlers Show. Old Dan Whelan, whiskers in his ears, kingpin fiddler for nearly 20 years. And there was Big Tom Sargent with his blue walleye and little Jimmy Wheezer. He could make a fiddle cry. He's all sitting round, spitting high and strutting proud. Listen, little whippoorwill, you better bug your eyes. I said, tune, tune, tuning while the judges told the crowd. Then they got the mostest claps. They win the bestest prize. Everybody waiting for the first Tweedledee when out comes a stumbling hillbilly, me. I bowed right pretty to the judges and the rest, took a silver dollar from a hole inside my vest, plunked it on the table and said, there's my calling card. Anyone that licks me, he's got to fiddle hard. Old Dan Whelan was laughing fit to holler. Little Jimmy Wheezer said, there's one dead dollar. And Big Tom Sargent had a yaller, toothy grin. But I tucked my little whippoorwill, spang underneath my chin, and I petted it, and I tuned it, till the judges said begin. Well, Big Tom Sargent was the first in the line, fiddled all the bugs off a sweet potato vine, fiddled down a possum from a mile-high tree, fiddled up a whale from the bottom of the sea. You could hear hands spank until he spanked each other raw, when he finished variations on the turkey in the straw. Little Jimmy Wheezer was the next to play. Fiddle all night, he could fiddle all day. He could fiddle the chills, he could fiddle the fever, make a fiddle rustle like a lowland river. He can make a fiddle croon like a loving woman. They clap like thunder when he'd finished strumming. Then came the ruck of the bobtailed fiddlers, the let's go easies and the fair to middlers. They got their claps and they lost their bicker, settled back for some more corn liquor. Crowd was tired of their no-count squealing, went out in the center, steps old Dan Whelan. He fiddled high and he fiddled low. Listen, little whippoorwill, you better spread your wing. He fiddled with a cherry wood bow. I said, old Dan Whelan's got bee honey in his strings. He fiddled the wind by the lonesome moon. He fiddled a most almighty tune. He started fiddling like a ghost. He ended fiddling like a hole. He fiddled north, he fiddled south. He fiddled the heart right out of your mouth. He fiddled here, he fiddled there. Fiddled salvation everywhere. He was finished, the crowd cut loose. Whippoorwill, there's rain on your breast. And I stood there wondering, what's the use? Whippoorwill, fly home to your nest. But I stood up pert and I took my bow. My fiddle went to my shoulder so. And there wasn't a crowd to get me phased, but I was alone where I was raised. Up in the mountains, so still it makes you scared, where God lies sleeping in his big white beard.